Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on Ephesians chapter 6, we were talking about the fact that a Christian should be the best worker on the job. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now going on, he says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." By the way, great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, is what they call in the Greek a Greek couplet. When you have two adjective nouns in the same couplet, they refer to the same person. So great God, Savior, is referring to the subject, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now these are great doctrines. The grace that brings salvation, it teaches repentance, you know, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It speaks of the coming of Christ, looking for his appearing. It speaks of sanctification, redeeming us from all iniquity and purifying us unto himself. All of that, but understand, you're adorning those doctrines when you're the best worker you can be on the job, because that opens the door and gives some credibility to your witness to unsaved fellow employees as well as to an unsaved employer. So one must think that if God would look at how you work on the job as adorning these great doctrines of the Word, then, my friend, it behooves you as a Christian to be the best employee on the job. You try to work in such a way that you outwork everybody else, and not expecting to be glorified by your fellow workers, you're just waiting for God to honor that in eternity. Now, if as a Christian, you are not striving to be the best worker on the job, and you do not give an honest day's work, then you have a bad testimony with God. And you probably have a bad testimony with man as well. But especially you have a bad testimony with God. Now, you'll notice there again in verse 5, he says, "Servants, be obedient." Do you realize that that is the same Greek word for children? In verse 1 here of Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents. Obedient and obey. And it's a present imperative, which means start doing this, keep on doing it, I'm going to call you into an account. And so God is going to call each person to account on how they work. Now, notice to the masters in this situation, in other words, to the employer. When he says, be obedient to your masters, masters comes from the Greek word kurios. And normally, that is translated Lord. Many times when we say, read the word master in the Bible, it's speaking of a teacher. But in this case, it's not speaking of a teacher, as often the word master means in most parts of the Bible. So I just want you to notice that about masters and that word masters, as it appears here in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 6. Now, going on, we look in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. There it says, "Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." servants. Okay, this is employees. Be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy if a man, for conscience toward God, endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. Didn't he give us the example when he was on the cross and he suffered patiently? The command is not based on whether or not the master, the employer, is good. The word singleness speaks of sincerity, faithfulness, and purity. And you're doing this as unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you remember back in chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Well, that was a command. And when we discussed it back there, we saw that it was an imperative command. And God will call wives unto an account. Do you realize, though, that employees being subject to their employers is also here an imperative command. And when there's an imperative command in the Scripture, that tells us that we will be called into an account. Now, not to do this command as an employee is just like what it is when we don't obey any other command of God's Word. That is, it is sin. Now, many people say, well, Brother Andy, I don't look at it as sin. And you may not, but God does. And the Bible teaches that. Now, let me also say that, in that we'll be called to an account, when you've tried your best, you've been your best on the job, you give an honest day's work, and you strive to be the best you can so that you can adorn the gospel of Christ, the name of Christian, then I believe that there's also reward in heaven for that. Now that takes us on into verse 6. Because here it shows us the opposite of a good Christian and having singleness of heart. He says here in Ephesians 6:6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Now of course it's from the heart. The will of God must be carried out. Now, he uses the word eye service. That speaks of the outward, what people see. And it carries the idea of deceiving the eye of man. Now, you've heard the old card trick man at the circus that says the hand is faster than the eye. And the thought is of doing right here in front of the boss, but goofing off when his back is turned. I have a brother who is now with the Lord, but during his lifetime, he worked in construction and did a lot of contract labor, and it meant that he would have to hire people to work for him. He told me that there were times when he would leave a job, and as soon as he was out of sight, the men would sit down, start drinking coffee and talking and whatever else they do. He said, but ladies, when they tried to work in construction work, they were out to prove that they were just as good as the men. And so they would keep on working. So he would hire ladies to do the trim work because he could then go check on other jobs and know that they would be working. Well, the boss ought to be able to have confidence that your work will be just as good, efficient, and right as if he were present looking over your shoulder. When the Bible says, in fear and trembling, it's the idea that this is a very important command of God, and I better do it rightly. Now, he says, as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. we just read in verse 5, with fear and trembling. Now, we see that same term in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Now, isn't it interesting that here is the Apostle Paul that went to this group as a missionary, as a preacher, as a church planter, and the preaching and the work he did, because it was unto the Lord, was in fear and trembling. He said, much trembling. Well, here, we're also told that as employer, an employee relationship, and as an employee, I need to do my work with fear and trembling, because I'm doing it as unto the Lord. You ought to be able to go home and say, you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ was watching me all day long, and I worked in such a way that He was really pleased with the work I did today. If you can't say that, then my friend, you need to do something about your manner in which you work. Now, by the way, here in Ephesians 6:6, the word men-pleasers is exactly what it means. You do that which makes yourself look good. Your object is to please men. It's not doing right. You're just trying to please men. Therefore, you work hard when the boss is watching. But when his back is turned, you goof off because he's not there for you to please him now. The Bible calls that man on the secular job who works hard when the boss is there but not when his back is turned, the Bible is calling you a hypocrite. When you work right on the job, you are doing the will of God. Now, a man who is lazy and cheats on the job is one who has a wrong heart. Now, somebody says, well, I'm trying to witness to my unsaved fellow employees and lead them to Christ. That's good. Do it on your lunch break. Do it on the other breaks that you may have, but not while you're supposed to be working. Get their address. Go to their home after work. But do not steal from your employer by witnessing to a fellow employee when you should be working. Don't steal from your employer under a religious guise. That's the same as taking Christian words and applying it to rock music. In either case, it doesn't make it right, and it is sin. So you witness, but witness during lunch or the breaks, but not when you're supposed to be working. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.